What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about life.
The opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the host and are not representative of their employers, spouses, or associates. If you haven't gathered from the title, the language used on the show is akin to that of a high school boys' locker room. Listener discretion is advised.
The advice given in this podcast is worth what you pay for it, which is nothing.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another fun-filled episode of Effed Up Farming. I am your host, Tyler, and across from me tonight is Royce Tally Mark O'Neill.
How are you, Tyler Justifier Martin?
I'm doing good.
Good.
The Justifier's a lot cooler name than Tally Mark.
At least it's not Tally Whacker.
Yet. Yet. We'll see where that night takes us. No counting, son of a bitch. Okay. So first off, we need to say thank you for the people to make it possible for us to come up here and hang out. And first off, up tonight, we've got the Cliffs Farm, Hepburn, Saskatchewan. Quality Maine maintainer Hereford genetics.
Oldest Hereford genetics in Canada.
Registry. Let's not get cocky here. And remember, the oldest doesn't necessarily mean the best. Just means they've got really good bankers.
I mean, related to them.
Gotcha.
Got interesting things coming out from the podcast side of that operation, too.
Maybe. We'll see.
Let's see what happens.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
We spent a wee bit of time up here in the crow's nest a while back. So look for that coming out, maybe.
Yeah, about January, whenever he gets around to it.
That'll be season 3, 4?
5?
I don't know.
Do I hear 6? Also, since we got Coffee McGee over there, we got Mo Cattle Company, White Deer, Texas.
Best Sim Angus and Angus genetics in the Bi-County area since 2023.
I'm pretty proud of that. Pretty proud of that. Not sure that we've got the banking backing that Cliffs Farm has, but we're doing okay.
We're all right.
We're going to have to knock a few people off to be the oldest registry in Texas, though.
Watch out. We're coming for you.
Watch your backs. Not only are cattle going to be better for than yours, tomahawks. Tomahawks.
And in the club lamb business, we've got meat club lambs from Gageby, Texas. Best pretty, people, best sheep.
Pretty sure they're not sold out.
I hope not.
I don't know.
I'm not sure which way to hope on that one. That's kind of a... could go either way.
Busy people. Busy people. Also, you might have noticed on our Facebook page, we're promoting the old Jody Pallage Memorial Cook-Off. Going to have a couple of guys on here to talk about that. We're going to have Tommy and probably Terry the Tire Maker.
Terry the Tire Maker.
Yes. Yes. Bigfoot.
Okay.
Bigfoot. Sasquatch. But no, they should probably be up here for that. So, make sure and look into that and we'll get you some more deets coming up on that. And also we've got Texas Beverage and Packaging, Groom, Texas. Now folks, today they were shut down. Not going to lie. It's 105. Their AC's broke.
Not going to sit in there, but
frankly, if it's that fucking hot, you don't need to be drinking anyway. You know what you need to be drinking, Royce?
Water.
Water. Maybe a Gatorade. Most people overuse the Gatorades and the electrolytes, and admittedly, I'm one of them. Water. And Gatorade might have been a viable option today.
It probably was. Probably was. Probably maybe was. A liquid IV, I don't know.
I mean, I already told you, I was checking fields from the road today.
I don't
there was it. A certain point, it's like, ain't worth it.
It was hot, Tyler.
It's going to be just as gorgeous as it was last week.
I was standing out watching a fertilizer pump run.
What? You should have done it last week when it was cool.
Wasn't here last week.
Nope. Whose fault is that?
Also heard it was hot last week.
Only a day or two.
Well, it was only supposed to get a day or two this week.
Yeah, but the wind didn't blow as bad last week.
Well, that's nice.
So, it was better. It was more manageable.
There you go.
It's no longer a dry heat, though. It's a moist heat these days.
And finally, bringing up the end of the list, we've got Ballard Guns.
I feel like we didn't say much about Texas Beverage and Package outside of that they were closed today. Okay, and then we kind of got a little, detour.
All right,
want to show y'all a little extra love there. Go check them out. They've got great products, great prices, new things coming if you follow them on Facebook, which you should.
Exciting things.
Very exciting things. And Jared's supposed to get on here. He'll probably come up here, I guess, in the next couple weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that. We talked to him about that. That was a couple weeks ago. Maybe. I don't really
remember. Yeah, we ought to be getting close to having him up here.
So we need to hammer that down, get him. He's got some new cool things up there. I heard about a couple of them, but I don't remember exactly what they were off the top of my head, so I'm going to leave it alone. And now, finally, rounding out the list is
Ballard Guns in White Deer, Texas. Check them out. They can get it to you, as Tyler has proven, or as his dad proved, the next day.
The next
in some cases. So if he doesn't have it, he's going to find it, and he's going to make you a hell of a deal on a gun.
No doubt. No doubt. Need to go talk to him about a pistol, but I haven't had the time.
That'll happen.
Been busy.
I know somebody who has a pistol for sale.
I know a guy that's got two pistols for sale.
Me too.
I know the prices on them.
I do too.
I know the prices without the red dot.
I didn't ask that.
He just offered it.
Oh.
I guess he felt like I was a more serious buyer.
Well, I told him too rich for my blood.
I called and talked to him for a long time, but neither here nor there. It wasn't Ballard's Guns, because if it was Ballard's Guns, it wouldn't have been too rich for his blood.
That's a fact. I'd have bought it.
You can take that to the bank.
All right. Well, thank you once again to all of our lovely sponsors, and now we're going to roll into our Texas Beverage and Package Booze Review. Tonight, we are sampling Basil Hayden Small Batch Red Wine Cask Finish. This is a Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey, partially finished in wine casks, artfully aged by the James B. Beam Distilling Company. This is 40% alcohol by volume, or 80 proof for all you Oklahoma listeners.
Fun facts tonight up here, folks. The air conditioner's working, so, I mean, we could stay up here all night.
Maybe a long one.
Maybe a long one. Hard to say. We'll have to see how good this whiskey is.
It's got a beautiful dark color finish to it. In the bottle, it has a nice red, which it may be a little bit of the label.
The label probably makes that darker brown color appear a touch reddish, but it is a beautiful bottle, very handsomely made.
Because you get it in the Glencairns, and it doesn't look as red.
It doesn't have the red. Like I say, I think that it's got a good dark, deep, more of an amber color, I guess, to it than so far the maroon, the blood red that you're getting out of the bottle.
Ooh. That has a very wine smell to it.
I'm not getting a wine smell per se.
I got some, just that first sniff, I got sweet and fruit.
See, I'm getting more of a bitter, tanniny type smell off of it. Like, there's definitely some sugar there, but that's where I could kind of see where you almost are going wine, because you know how wine's got that. It's not really like a real fruity. It's got like a dry wine smell to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have as much of a bourbon smell.
There's really not much liquor to that whatsoever.
Either that or my nose is still some kind of stopped up.
I am not getting any liquor burn. Like, I've got my nose way deep down in there like you're supposed to. But definitely a more tart fruit. Like, yes. Maybe a berry and grapes. And
yeah, I would agree with that.
Maybe a bit of dark chocolate.
That rolls across the tongue almost like a dry wine.
It's a very dry mouthfeel.
That is interesting.
It's got kind of tartness to it that I'm not in love with.
It is.
On the finish, it's got that.
It is not sweet at all. It's very interesting. Very interesting.
Very easy to drink.
It is.
I mean,
that.
I don't even think old Giggles would be coughing at this shit. But it's only 80 proof, so.
I mean, that's it's very smooth. But.
Yeah.
Very, very tart. Supposed to, I can see the dried fruit. I'm not getting a lot of vanilla or toasted oak out of it.
I don't know. I didn't read what this was supposed to taste like.
That's dried fruit, vanilla, and hints of toasted oak.
You know, after you kind of let it sit on your mouth for just a minute, it does kind of sweeten up and open up just a little bit. Like the linger to it is kind of sweet. Yeah.
It's not bad.
I'm not in love with it. I'll be the first to admit that.
Like, it doesn't hit any of the usual notes that I like. But I don't hate it.
It's very, very muted. I think if they had done this in a cask strength, as opposed to
okay,
the 80 proof, I think you're going to get a lot more out of that. And I might be flat fucking wrong, and maybe that's why they didn't do it. But
I think they didn't do it because it's Basil Hayden's.
Well, they're not known for their cask strengths, I don't think. I've got a cask strength rye from them before.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a special Caribbean that. Oh, molasses-y stuff. You remember? You tasted that, I think.
Yep. Yeah, I know what you're
talking about. It's a dark rye, finished in rum barrels. Just pure sugar. This is, it's fine. I'm going to give this a 4.9, Royce.
I was going to go a 5.5.
Okay.
Because I think it's good. There's something about it that I don't mind, but it's not your usual. I think this is more of an interesting, like, get it to try it, just see what you think, because it is very different than...
I've got a feeling that we could sip on that whole bottle and probably be okay.
I kind of think you're not wrong.
And it might be dangerous like that. I don't know. I don't think it is, but it's lacking... I don't want to say character, because it definitely has some character, but it's just not doing it for me. I don't know. Can't quite put my tongue on where it's wrong. It's just not quite right. Does that work?
More of the wine carried through than what I would have thought.
See, I'm still not getting that much wine because I like wine. It's got some wine characteristics, but I don't get a lot of wine flavor outside of the kind of bitterish and maybe a little bit of that dark chocolate. Because I did pick that up a little bit on the tongue and on the nose.
I'm getting the dry.
Well, dry is not a flavor. Well, dry is a feeling. And that's a characteristic. Hence why I said you get the characteristics, but not the flavors.
Yeah, okay. And maybe it's because it's cold. You're not supposed to drink wine cold. Or red wine cold, are you?
60-something degrees. So, a chilly room temperature.
Okay.
White wine can be chilled to, I want to say, 40, 45, maybe 50.
I knew white wine, especially some
only certain. Like your Proseccos, your Champagnes, your sparkling wines, they can be a little cooler.
You said 4.5?
4.9.
4.9.
Yes. It's just below average, I think.
Okay.
Just below average. Not in love with it. Don't hate it. Like I said, really have nothing bad to say about it per se, just it's not there. It's not enough. It's not enough.
Okay.
So it's not bad. I mean, it's only a 6-10 spread.
I'd still say if you've been interested in trying it, give it a shot. Because it's not horribly expensive, is it? $50?
Yeah, let's call it that.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly. It's $50-$60.
Somewhere in there.
It was more than regular Basil Hayden's.
But I was surprised it wasn't more so the last time I saw a bottle of it.
I mean, it's only 80 proof, man. They can't get real carried away.
That's true. It's true. They don't pack enough punch to do that.
I mean, that Kentucky water's not worth that much to most people. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying. Okay, well, let's move on. Get on out of this deal, and let's go into the Moe Cattle Company Killing the Day segment.
All right, Tyler, do you want to lead off?
Yeah, I will. So I'm going with "Misery" by Eddie Ninevolt, 9V, negative 4, Eddie 9V.
Just leave it there.
And if you're wanting to find this at home, make sure and check out the Spotify playlist because it will be there. And also make sure that you spell it M-I-S-S-O-U-R-I, as in misery. If he won't answer, no one will. Guess I'll fall off the wagon again. Take me back to old Missouri. That's the place I found my used to be. And if I had two rivers meet, one goes one way and the other leaves misery.
Nice little jazzy tune.
You know, it's a different kind of style than what is traditionally on that deal, you know, because it's definitely fallen into the blues category, but I think we've got some kind of bluesy tunes in there anyway, and it's good. It's not real jazzy, so I like it.
I mean, it is jazzier than a lot of the stuff on there, but it is good. I like it.
I think it'll fit in. It'll blend. It's got kind of a sad tune. Love the horns.
Yeah, the guy's got some pipes on him, too.
Yeah, you know, full disclosure, I've done zero research on this guy. He popped up on YouTube the other night, and I like it.
Yeah,
so I went with it. So if he turns out to be some kind of cocksucker, don't take it out on me.
Hey, you know what? We have removed people from the list
before. And I'll do it again.
Just saying. You start pouring bourbon over your face in the shower, you're coming off our list. Bourbon abuse.
Watch your back, Jack. Watch your back.
It's no joking matter.
But no, check out the rest of that song. It's really good. And as previously stated, it'll be on the Spotify playlist.
Already is.
Boom. Goes the dynamite. We're all real proud of you, Royce. We're all real proud of you.
Well, I finally got control of it again, Tyler.
Well, I don't know which one of you bastards hijacked it, but you should be ashamed of yourselves.
You should.
Really? That's not even his Spotify account.
It is, technically, but it's...
It is not. You don't pay for it. It's hers.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay,
but it's my own subsect of it.
Well, okay, so you're going with what again?
It's Cigarettes in the Rain by the Vandaliers.
What a song. What a song.
I like it. Cigarettes in the rain.
Good tune. I love it. I love it. It's got the what's the salt company? Morton's. It's got the Morton salt girl, but it's a pack of cigarettes on the album cover. That's cool as hell.
Yeah.
Cool as hell.
Solid song.
It's a real good one. Real, real good one. Hang on. Sorry. I got to talk to my fucking sister for a second. So since I've got to text my sister, do you know why I have to text my sister?
Why's that, Tyler?
Because my niece wants to ride barrels in the White Deer Rodeo.
Okay.
She's a junior child, right? A youngin'. Yep. Wants to know how to interrupt. So I had to text her and tell her.
Isn't your sister a member of the riding club?
She doesn't go to meetings. She's been to one less meeting than you have in the last year.
Okay. So zero.
Zero. Yes. So I had to tell her that. But you know why I had to tell her that?
Why?
Because next week, Wide Ear Rodeo time.
It is.
Come on, folks. We're going to have a big ass party. We were going to have people up here to talk about it, but this is kind of a last minute deal since the World Traveler's been too busy to fucking podcast.
My bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you're bad.
Had to go to a wedding.
Better than a funeral. I don't know what you're so grumpy about.
I think I picked up a couple extra listeners.
We'll see. You keep saying you pick up all these listeners on your travels, but I've yet to hear or talk to any of them. Haven't seen them. I don't think they're there.
Maybe not.
You've met the people I bring to the podcast. Fuck, half of them been on the podcast.
Touché.
But anyway, it is next weekend, which...
Last weekend in July.
To be sure, that will be... Because this should come out on the 20th. Now, I make no guarantees about that, but I'm going to do everything in my power to make this thing drop on July 20. Depends on how smooth that bottle goes down and how late this deal winds up. But either way, so the 28th and 29th of July, Wide Ear, Texas. Be here. You'll see on our Facebook page that I shared the old advertisement for it.
Yeah, got good bands coming this year.
We got a lot of pretty top notch folks, And if Royce's internet wasn't so slow and retarded, I would read that here. So what we got? Friday night, you show up, you get a free barbecue dinner, you get music by Casey Donahue and Kylie Frey. You know what that costs for folks at home?
$20.
$20.
That
get
is
a meal, a show, and a concert. $20. Bring your old lady. Do some dancing.
Where else?
Don't
are
bring
you
your
get
old lady.
Like,
find a new one. Do some dancing.
All right, Ashley Madison.
Hey, man, I'm here for the people. Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. And then on Saturday night, you know, normally Saturday night, the rodeo is a little bit bigger, badder, bolder, stronger, faster.
All of
maybe
the above.
Maybe not faster. The,
I don't know.
The things in the events are faster, but I don't think the rodeo itself is faster.
I don't know. They may run it a little bit
faster because they've got the same amount of
time to cover more events, more riders. Usually we do something a little extra on Saturday night.
It's going to be a bigger show. Okay, yeah. That's what you need to know, folks. And then after that, you've got William Clark Green and Dylan
awesome
Carmichael.
Band.
$25.
$25.
You can't beat that.
Rodeo and William Clark Green.
All in, all done, you're talking $45 for a weekend of fun.
Per person. That is a hell of a deal.
Well, I was talking to our single listeners there.
Either way, per person. That's a hell of a deal.
The rodeo starts at 8, everybody. The tickets
be cooled off by then?
The tickets are on sale. Oh, it'll be so beautiful. So beautiful. I mean, gorgeous. You figure it was 105 today at, what was that, 3, 4 o'clock? Somewhere in there?
3.
Today, 4 o'clock, 105. Today, 8 o'clock, 99. You're
already
way off peak heat. Way off peak heat.
And
drink
it's just
you a couple
down.
Beers, have you a couple of bottles of water, be responsible. It'll be fine.
There's going to be concession stands. You can't. Can't buy beer there, but you can buy water.
Support the youngins. I mean, come on. So tickets are on sale currently, and you can get those at
ClintonSons.com.
I don't think it's just Clinton Sons.
I thought you could order them online last year.
Well, you can, but I don't think that's the website.
Oh.
It is ClintonSons.com. I thought for some reason it was under the processing website, but it's not. So ClintandSons.com. Go get your tickets. Come see us Friday night. See little Casey Donahue. Come see us Saturday night and do a little William Clark Green.
Yeah. If you buy your tickets in advance and you don't pick them up, where are they going to be, Tyler?
At the gate.
At the south gate.
Okay.
It will call.
It'll be at the gate. If you don't show up at the right one, the asshole there will tell you which one to go to. It's all good. It'll be fine.
Just trying to help people along.
I'm just saying, anybody that knows William Clark Green knows that the greatest party on earth is the circus
that
down in White Deer on Saturday night.
There you go. Not on Ringling Road.
Not Ringling Road. We're past that.
I mean, they came in on the rail.
They have been overtaken.
They came in on the rail. He used to, I mean, the.
We'll be feeding lambs to lions. Got some coked out acrobats. It'll be fine. It'll be a good time. Come check it out.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
You all right?
I was doing some thinking here. It's all good. Okay. Wasn't sure I said that right, but I did. I did. So we don't have to redo it. Kudos to us. None of this stop. Cut. Start over. Amateurish. Kindergarten. Royce, what else we got to talk about?
Just say it.
Did we just two-piece this thing.
Okay. As long as we didn't lose it.
Well, I hit pause and then I hit stop instead of record, so I'll splice her.
Hey, we're back, guys.
I'll do the old...
The magic. We got a fucking duck in here.
Bargain spiders. Fucking hate them.
I'm pretty fucking sure hate them. I picked that up.
Okay, Royce. So I have proof that people that drive Fords are smarter than people that drive Dodges.
Oh?
I do.
All right.
You want to know what my proof is based on?
What is your proof based on?
A lot of Instagram reels.
Okay.
Okay. Specifically the ones to do with the T-Rex. Trex. Whatever the fuck Dodge is calling that.
Oh?
Yes. Every time I get on Instagram, I'll be scrolling through there and I see a video of some fucking stupid ass Trex driver that launches that motherfucker just straight up in the air.
I think I've seen a couple.
They got more power than they got brains.
That is a fact.
When's the last time you saw somebody in a Raptor do that?
I mean, I heard of them jumping terraces, but I've
not. I've never seen them wreck.
That's true.
Y'all prove me wrong. I don't care. Flood me with videos of Raptors wrecking because I'd love that for them rich uppity bastards.
I haven't seen the videos, but I have
the videos heard. I've seen of people wrecking Raptors like they were going for it. Like they weren't going down the fucking interstate like a dipshit. They weren't stopping in the middle of the highway and stopping traffic and then just flooring it and getting all the what do they call that? The Mustang wobbles and just fucking darting off into the ocean or into oncoming traffic or into telephone poles or into the fucking air and flipping over backwards. I don't even know how the fuck they're doing that. I feel like there's some custom tuning going on there because, I mean, surely just Lee Iacocca's company would not have let them turn out a vehicle that was capable
of just
of having so much torque that it just poof.
Instant death.
I feel like that's a real Dom Toretto situation. And speaking of which, that's proof of my point. All you need is family? Fuck no. You need food. You need water. You need a job.
Well, family will give you all that.
Will they? Maybe your family. My family's not throwing out jobs.
It's a fair point.
Got you on that one.
Although I have heard from a reputable source that the pickups you want to watch that you buy used, if you ever buy a used Raptor, be very, very careful.
Yeah, you don't want to buy them.
Because that pickup has been through the ringer.
Rode hard, put up wet.
Every day.
The only vehicle that Dave Ramsey has ever recommended you buy new.
Really?
Yes. He's got one. I did not know that. He's got one, and he said he bought it new, even though he is anti-new vehicles, even though he's well above the millionaire threshold, whatever the fuck it is. He recommends you buy those new. For one, at the time, whenever he was making this recommendation, the Raptors were still kind of new, kind of hard to find. A used one might cost you more than a new one. Also, there's a reason that you're finding a two-year-old used Raptor. For sale. And it's not because they traded in, bought a new one. They might have, but it's not like they said, hey, I want the new model. It was, we need to get rid of this. We need to get rid of this now.
This thing is pulling hard to the left. You got to turn it twice to the left, once to the right. Keep her going straight down the road. It's like an old
8630, bud. You just keep that wheel going to the left. You'll always go straight.
You got to stop at the end and check hydraulic fluid every once in a while.
But it's fine. But it'll be fine.
All right. Watch her. She'll curl back into the truck on you if you're not careful.
It's serious situation. I mean, I'm sure the Raptors are going to do the same thing. But the Trexes, you don't have to worry about buying them used because apparently everybody that's got the money to buy one's just out launching them off fucking freeway exits.
Just a death wish.
You know, they named it the T-Rex or Trex or I don't know exactly how you say it because apparently T-Rexes eat Raptors. Well, I don't mind saying the Raptors kicked the shit out of that T-Rex in Jurassic World. Might have been three of them, but regardless, they got the job done.
That was a souped up T-Rex too.
Ford people have friends because they're not fucking pathetic losers that drive Dodges.
Dodge people have friends too. We need them to come pull us out.
Tow you down the road.
I mean, at
fix
least
fix you when your brakes go out.
At least
put new
of
wheel
us.
Bearings on. Fix your rear end. Whenever you blew your fifth cylinder fuel line.
That's what I was thinking. You know, I was sitting there thinking when I blew my rear end. I don't think I blew a rear end. It was.
I know people that have.
Yeah.
And what did they go to? A Ford.
I know people still driving Dodges.
No, I'm saying whenever their Dodge was in the shop.
Oh, yeah. He drove that old Ford.
Exactly. Shout out, bud. I didn't call you a friendless loser. I'm your buddy.
It's all because you gave him the discount.
Never got any discounts from him. I just offered a discount. I pay full price. You know why? Because I've got moral fiber because I drive a fucking Ford.
I thought it was going to be because that was going on a company card.
Well, that too. But I've still got moral fiber. So, now that we've kind of covered that, have you seen those videos?
I don't guess I have.
Oh, you need to look up some. It shouldn't be hard. Just Google T-Rex one day whenever you're bored. You're going to have thousands of videos of them launching that fucking pickup off God knows what.
Because I thought, and the other thing on that is, isn't the most returned or totaled car after you buy it or after it's been bought like the Hellcat?
It's got to be a Hellcat or a Mustang.
I think it's the Hellcat. That it's either if people get the chance to return it, they return it, but usually they wreck it before they get it home because they do not realize just how much power. And of course, everybody steps on it. Ass in gets out from underneath them.
You know, the Mustang gets a bad rap because people that buy Mustangs tend to be kind of dipshits.
Yeah.
Especially the newer ones. They, women and morons. Not trying to get sexist here. There's lots of women that can handle that amount of power. All of them cannot. I almost bought my wife a Mustang, but one, I don't want to have to ride in it.
That's fair.
And two, she couldn't handle the power, Royce. I'd have had to get her. I couldn't even get her a V6 because the V6 option's a fucking EcoBoost. That's the same engine that's in the Explorer that I did buy her. It's the same fucking engine that's in the pickup that I drive.
All like, the power, half the weight.
If that. The only saving grace on that is that it's lower to the ground, Royce.
I guess. Less likely to flip over.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking wild. So anyway, now that we've kind of covered on that some more. Hang on. So I got a question for you, Royce. How dry do you think it is in the Midwest?
I have heard anywhere from fair to Midland. Fairly dry to Midland dry. Apparently South Dakota is not in the dry area, though.
Is South Dakota a Midwest state?
Part of it is.
Okay.
I mean, they're in that 200 bushel corn area. Eastern part of the state is.
Okay.
That's like where my father-in-law lives. I kind of considered that part of
that's
the corn
fine.
Belt.
That's fair. But I said Midwest, not Corn Belt. But
the whole state, I don't know if you count the whole state in it.
It gets pretty mountainous in parts. Yeah,
but the east side of it, I think.
So here's my thought. So I do a lot of time on the old Twitter and Facebooks because I don't sleep well. I mean, you know, yeah. I need to get my news somewhere. Yeah. You know, I'm going to watch fucking TV.
Got
to
do something.
So as I sit there and I scroll through these things. It's like, oh my God, we're so dry. The corn's never going to make it. And, you know, you get all these guys that get on there and they're posting pictures of, you know, V4, V6 corn. And it's kind of twisted up. But, I mean, it looks about like yours does today. It's not bad. It looks like it just got hot today.
Yeah, a little pineapple-y, but...
Not pineapple-y. Just a little curl.
So the photos that are the pictures.
Well,
I've
you
seen
see
are...
some of those, but then you see some that it's like, oh, it's a total loss. I'm like, motherfucker, you catch a ranch rain, you're fine. You're bringing that back.
Yeah, you know, 250 bushel corn may be out for you, bud.
So here's my deal: the only way that we can get information about what's happening in the Midwest, there's I'm gonna say three ways.
Okay.
Number one, you know somebody that's there.
Fair enough.
But
then you just get a localized...
Hang on. Shut up. Yeah.
Yep.
So you call your buddy that lives in Bloomington, Illinois, and he's going to say, oh my God, it's so dry, we're never going to make it. But the problem is he hasn't talked to his buddy that's in Iowa or whatever. So like you say, you get a very localized, eagle-eyed view. Okay, it would be like me calling you and saying, hey, how's it doing in Texas? And you're going to say, oh, it's wetter than shit. We got water running everywhere. Which is accurate for most of the state from what I've been led to believe.
I think we're actually, but the whole state's fairly wet.
That's right pretty now. Uncommon that we can say that the whole state's wet, dry, whatever. Your second route that you could go off of, a traditional route, would be USDA reports.
If you believe them.
Frankly, I don't trust those guys.
And they seem a little shady.
They have that United States deal in front of them. Not that I don't trust the United States, but I don't trust the United States government.
That's a fair point.
No further than I can throw them.
And I hadn't been able to pick them up yet.
The only thing I can throw from the government would be my tax forms in the trash.
And that's illegal.
And then you got to go get them and bring them back, because who's got time to go to prison? Right? Who's got time for that shit? Because I think you still gain interest while you're in prison.
I think you do.
So, like, that's not even like, hey, I'll go to prison for 60 days and we call it square. No. You come out, you got to find a job as a fucking felon, and then you got to pay your taxes back plus interest.
And you got to explain.
And the late fees.
And the late fees.
Plus really the court costs.
They're fucking you.
They really got you over a barrel. They got you over a barrel. So, anyway, that's your second route, would be the USDA. Your third route, which is more relatively common in, let's say, the last 10 years, would be the Book of Faces.
Okay, there's one more, which is still the drought map that you can get from the Weather Service.
They're owned by the government.
I mean, I trust the actual drought maps.
Royce, we had water running down the bar ditches for days, and they still had us in a drought. I could sink a 12-foot soil probe if I had one, and they still had us in a drought until, like, last week.
No, because last time we podcasted, we weren't in a drought anymore. And that's been almost a month ago.
Okay, a month ago.
Whatever. But we were still, we'd been wet for a month.
Well, no, they didn't have us in a drought. They didn't have us in wet.
No, we were green. We were the green spot on the map.
Yeah, but we weren't in, like, excess moisture.
Well, that's true.
Because they just declared that last week, that we had 3 inches of excess moisture, which I still think is kind of horseshit, but whatever.
That we have 3 inches?
Of excess moisture.
I don't think we have excess moisture at this point.
I don't think you have 3 inches.
I don't think I do either.
But neither here nor there.
That's completely beside the point.
So I'm gonna loop your drought maps into the USDA reports, because I feel like they're all getting their information from the same part. Yeah. They called their one buddy in one area and they got their information.
Yeah, okay.
So the Book of Faces. I don't think that we can trust anything that we see on the Book of Faces anymore. Okay?
Anymore. I don't think you ever could.
No, I think you could at one point, but now I don't think you can. You want to know why I don't think you can?
Why?
Royce, whenever you buy a product online, let's say you bought a cutting board, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it comes, and it's immaculate. It's perfect. It's just what you wanted. Everything's exactly right. What do?
You keep it.
You keep it. You use it.
You love it.
You have it for 100 years.
10 Maybe years. Maybe not. Man.
5 years. I don't know how hard you're on cutting boards. If you ordered a cutting board from, let's say, Chopboards, and I have no idea if that's a real place or not. I'm just making up websites. If you order a place from Chopboards, and they send you a cutting board that is twisted to a 90-degree angle, okay? So, like, this side sitting flat, this side is pointing straight up, with a note that says, fuck you. What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to order three more. Give them to my friends.
Are you?
Depends on how much they cost, Tyler.
Let's say you paid $400 for the Primo cutting board.
Yeah. No, we're going to have words with that company.
And whenever they say, no, there's nothing we can do about it, what are you going to do?
Not much you can do, Tyler.
You're going to take to the interwebs? You're gonna talk a little shit? Whenever they send you your email in 20 days that says, hey, how are you liking your product? Rate a review here. Are you going to be like, oh, I love this cutting board. It's so great. No. You're going to trash them.
Oh, yeah.
0 stars. Do not recommend. Fuck you guys. That's what you're going to do. And I think that's what we're getting a lot of on Facebook with drought in the Corn Belt.
Yes.
Because there's something that we all know about farmers. They'll bitch about anything. They'll bitch about being dry. They'll bitch about being too wet. They'll bitch about wind. They'll bitch about hail. They'll bitch about no wind. They'll bitch about cool temperatures. They'll bitch about hot temperatures. They'll bitch about anything. You throw them a scenario, they can find a bitch about it.
Oh, we're great at that.
One of your strongest, it's got to be top 2-3 items on the resume, right?
Very few things can be perfect. And the weather is never one of them.
And if you're a little dry and say you don't have anything to do and you're scrolling through the book of faces, what are you going to do? You're going to tell your buddies in your grain marketing website that, hey, this shit sucks.
I just pulled.
It's going to be terrible. You're going to try to drag it up.
I don't know if you remember this one or not. But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm not sure which one you're talking about. Oh, yeah, that's the one I was talking about specifically.
Okay.
There's a couple more that I'm on, but yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. According to USDA, we're going to be up this year.
Corn out the ass.
Just, we always do.
Here's the thing about USDA, though. I was talking to a customer about this the other day. You know, whenever the Texas corn gets hailed out or it's too dry or whatever, we don't fucking matter. Now that we finally catch some rains and we've got corn everywhere, they're like, well, you know, Texas is really pulling in a lot of corn this year. It's like, oh, so since when did we fucking matter down here? You know, it used to be if Illinois, Iowa, parts of Nebraska, South Dakota, whatever. You know, there was that little pocket. Like, they fucking mattered. And it didn't matter what happened
anywhere else.
But now, all of a sudden, they're like, oh, no, we're going to have corn running out our ears. Texas, they're getting it.
So I saw a comparison today. And granted, it was on this grain market discussion. But the Texas average, state average for corn, you know what it is?
Give me a second. I want to say it's somewhere around 120.
You're high.
Is it 80 bushel?
105.
105. Shit. I was close.
Yeah, you weren't off by much.
Should have given me a gimme on that one.
But yeah, so it's 105. So it takes another 3 acres of Iowa corn to make up the difference there. If Iowa averaged right.
Maybe.
So they were calling bullshit on the fact that Texas made a dent in it. And I also kind of agree with that because we're told on everything but cotton, our crop doesn't matter. If they need it to not matter,
they don't give a shit about cotton either. Yeah. They should, but
usually Texas weather has an effect on cotton prices.
Parts of Texas weather.
South Texas weather. Southern Plains.
I don't think they give a shit about Southern Plains.
The Lubbock area does carry a little bit more.
Only if the guy writing the report happens to be in Lubbock.
Okay.
Like stationed in Lubbock, lives in Lubbock. Because I've met a couple of those guys that lived in Lubbock that write the report. They matter.
Yeah.
If anybody else is doing it, they don't give a shit about Texas.
But a hurricane can help help cotton prices.
It's because Texas doesn't fucking matter. They don't give a shit about the South Plains, the Panhandle.
No.
A hurricane will help prices because of South Texas.
That's what I'm saying.
South Texas matters. Everywhere else in Texas doesn't matter.
I just meant Texas is a general matters.
Mississippi or Louisiana. Well, actually,
it does help, yeah.
That helps prices because they care about those places. Georgia, Florida.
More people live there. More people see it. I don't know. It's weird to live in an area that is so dependent on agriculture
that nobody gives a fuck about.
That has no effect on U.S. agriculture.
Zero. You could die tomorrow and nobody'd miss you.
I don't think so.
I mean, Hyde would.
I think he would.
I probably would.
I appreciate that, buddy.
Me and Hyde would come up here and do the podcast.
Would you? He'd probably growl into the mic if you asked him to.
He probably would. If he doesn't starve to death first.
We
just so everybody knows, Royce's dog, like I'm feeling backbone, I'm feeling ribs, I'm feeling hip bones. He's in a growth spurt. Feed him some more.
We're feeding him three times a day.
Maybe he needs to be on free choice.
We're as close as we can get with a second dog that can't be on free choice.
Oh, you want to say something, buddy? You want to say something? He doesn't want to say anything. Maybe he does. I don't know. All right, get down, bud. We got shit to do. Okay. So that kind of covers my grain marketing discussion. I don't, any more thoughts, concerns?
No, I feel the same way. It's hard to hear how bad we're burning up in the Midwest, and then corn prices start tanking.
I mean, I feel bad for them if they truly are. But frankly, you see, there was one gal in there a while back that said, you know, in 2021, we had a record crop. In 2022, we had another record crop. In 2023, we were so wet, and then it just quit raining. And I don't think we're going to make another record crop this year.
What?
And I'm like,
we're not going to have a record crop year to year to year?
What fucking dream world are you living in? Like, who told you to go out and buy a platinum Ford pickup?
Was this the same guy that was saying, not the same guy. It hadn't rained. We can't buy a platinum this year. We got to buy it, back it down to King Ranch.
Yeah. It was not the same guy. Similar thought process, though.
Yeah. I mean, there's some wild discussions in that deal.
But, you know, frankly, if you're...
He did want to say something, just not into the mic.
Hi. Hey.
I guess he was just barking at horses.
Probably.
He acted like he was watching a car come down the road. But anyway. You know, you have so many record crops in a row. You're used to guaranteed you're going to make so much, whatever. You're paying $10,000 an acre for shit. Like, I understand why they're a little upset that it's not going to be a great year. You know, brand new pickups every year, brand new boats. Like, I saw one guy bitching because he had to wash equipment this year instead of just trade it off.
Okay.
How would you like to be that guy?
Here's one that kind of blew my mind. I have some corn that isn't going
to
make it.
Talk into the mic a little more, please.
I have some corn that isn't going to make it, and I have a problem, or I have a person with cattle asking if they could get some forage. At what point with crop insurance do they cut it or do they call it a loss and do they allow you to take it as forage? My agent isn't sure. His agent was born in 88. I think either born or started in 88. They have not had a drought in that area since then. Or not this major.
I mean.
So you're talking about people that aren't like us.
That's probably down to 200 bushel corn by now. Like, just let us get rid of it.
And there are several people telling him to fire his insurance agent.
Yep.
Which, on one hand, I kind of get. But at the same time, his agent has never seen it. At least give him some time to look it up. Check with his company. See what the policy is. Because somebody in that company, in the over-insuring company, has got to know.
A huge sure thing.
Because most of them are national companies. That are backing
maybe
it.
Not national, but they're for your sure crop insurance, big regional.
Your crop insurance companies, the ones that are writing it.
That's what I'm saying. They're for sure large region.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're all national.
Okay. But
they can't all be pro-ag people like you.
But they should know or have somebody that would know that situation. I know not everybody in the office.
Here's the deal. If I'm running a private insurance company, fuck, I might not have an overrider if I haven't had a drought since 88.
Well, I was thinking, I'm just...
He might be running that like crop insurance is supposed to be ran.
I'm just proud that this guy has crop insurance.
That's true.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Or maybe I'm not proud. I don't know. I know people that farm without it, and they're fine.
Why don't you do that?
Because I don't like the risk in this area. You're just not a good
enough farmer.
Well, there is that. There is that.
You could have a new pickup with the premiums that you've been spending all these years.
Pretty regular.
We might not be in this house, but you'd have a new pickup.
I had a new pickup at one point.
Yeah. I had a one-year-old pickup at that point.
Then I bought a house. Built a house, bought a house. Same thing.
Bought two houses since then.
Yeah, but you sold one. So it doesn't quite count the same as...
What was I supposed to do? Just keep it?
Why not? Rent it out. Income. Airbnb that bitch.
Okay. Well, Airbnb stupid. For one. The rental property game might have worked out, but who wants to have a fucking rental house?
I don't.
You've rented houses. I've rented houses. I know how we treated those houses.
It's
nobody wants to be in that game. They just are in that game because they think they're going to be the next Dave Ramsey.
It is hard to find tenants that will treat your house like you will treat your house.
The one landlord I had that actually loved me, I still probably trashed her house. Didn't really mean to, but I didn't really take care of it either. The only reason she loved me is because I helped her take care of her cows.
So she still
like got she got some fringe benefits.
Yeah. I mean, it still worked out for her.
And we were only paying $200 a month in rent. Like, fuck, we should have been taking great care of that place, but we weren't. Because we're stupid college kids.
And college kids are all stupid.
Kids in general are stupid.
That's a fact.
Take that to the bank.
Just when you think you can trust them, turns out you nope. can't.
Nope. Nope. Okay, Royce, did I send you a video about hail simulations?
You did not. I'd leave it alone.
He's just over there scratching on a bag of some sort. He's being a good boy. He's just bored.
Okay.
So there's a video that I saw, and I don't remember exactly where I saw it. But this old gal was doing hail trials, okay? But she was in a part of the world that it didn't hail much.
Okay.
And so she had this big-ass truck, okay? Like a... Probably like an old grain truck, you know? Not like a full-on semi, but, you know, pretty good-sized truck. That they like had
a tandem wheel?
No, it was a single axle.
Okay.
It'd be the same as like y'all's trash truck.
Okay. Yeah.
Or your old trash truck. Jeans truck.
I gotcha. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That old 60 Chevrolet single axle grain truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a great big engine in it, but it'll do the job.
Yeah.
Good suspension. So they'd taken the bed off of it, or just at least taken the sideboards off of the dump bed, and they had rigged up this big-ass hopper with pretty big ice cubes. Like, you remember the old almond-style ice cubes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, about not quite a golf ball size, but round ice cubes.
Yeah.
That you got out of
the almost like a ping pong.
Maybe a little smaller than a ping pong ball. Yeah. I was trying to think of a good comparison for size. Quarter size round ice cubes.
Yeah.
So she had a hopper full of those, and then she had a deal. It kind of looked like the seed jet deal. You know what I'm talking about? With the fan blew the seed.
Yeah.
But it was 6-8 inch. Okay. Something like that. So she was slowly feeding this ice into it.
Okay.
And just blasting the shit out of this corn. Might have been soybeans. I don't remember for sure. I think it was soybeans now that I'm really thinking about it. So they were trying to beat the shit out of this soybeans so that they could study the effects of fungicides after a hail.
Okay. Seems interesting.
It does seem really interesting. And I understand that she was getting a more even, you know, beat the shit out of it by doing it this way.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I feel like, because she was spraying like four rows at a time. So one row definitely took the brunt of it compared to the other three.
Okay.
And also, this hail was coming at not quite a 90, But let's say a 45.
Which you get some of that in a bad hailstorm.
It might have been 45. Top end, it was at 45. And they were blowing them at, I don't remember all the math on that, but they thought that very well simulated a hailstorm. Okay.
Okay.
The ground, after she got done, was white with ice cubes.
Okay.
They went out to spray it 24 hours later. You could still see their hail on the ground.
It's good hailstorm.
When's the last time you saw that from an actual hailstorm?
I mean, you see it in spots. You see pictures of it, but I have not seen it.
I've heard of drifts.
Yes, drifts.
But like, there. Just in a cornfield where the hail is still there the next day.
I'm basically unheard of. I think I've seen a couple pictures of it, claiming that that's happened. But do I have proof that that's what happened? No.
So anyway, she goes out there and she sprays it, and she sees a, what was it? Like a 40 bushel increase. No. Yeah, it was a 40 bushel increase on the fungicide treated versus the unfungicide treated. And that's a median of like four, or a mean of four different fungicides. She averaged 40 bushel better than it didn't happen.
Wow.
She also saw a 10% increase over the stuff that did not get sprayed with the fungicide. And she did not hail on.
Okay, so the untreated, check field.
No.
So the field that didn't get hailed didn't get treated.
The strip next to it that didn't get hailed on did not get treated.
Was 10%
higher. So I guess
higher.
That's like lower. She saw a 10 bushel increase.
Over that?
Over the rest of the field.
Huh. That's interesting.
I would like to see this trial replicated.
Like how?
Because if that's not an advertisement for fungicide, I don't know what the fuck is.
I have heard, and it's been from our buddy that sells fungicide, that anytime your crop receives an injury, if you put a fungicide on it...
Yeah, it shouldn't beat the fields that didn't get the crap kicked out of them.
You wouldn't think. You wouldn't think. That's the deal. But also with soybeans, they say like tomatoes. If you don't get a hail on them, you go out and beat them with a broom. Makes them produce more. It's an old wives' tale. I know.
But that's just for the... Do you know why they tell you to do that? Do you know how that works scientifically?
I'm not entirely sure.
So they tell you to go out and beat the shit out of a tomato plant because whenever you beat up a plant, it doesn't focus on growing. It focuses
on
fixing itself. So what do we have now that can replicate beating the shit out of it with a broom? Picks.
With a tomato? Can you pick a tomato?
Yeah, pick the shit out of them. Don't get too aggressive. But yes.
I didn't know if it was labeled or not.
No, well. I don't know about all that. They make PGRs for tomatoes.
Okay, then it's labeled for it. It may not be PGRs
are labeled for tomatoes.
Okay.
I didn't realize you're going to throw me under the bus like that, but Mevquat chloride will help your tomato production.
Okay.
But don't get too gung-ho, just like cotton. Little does a little good. A lot doesn't do a lot good.
Well, I mean, at some point, it just won't take it up, too.
Well, I'm saying, if 2 ounces works and you've got a bushel basket of tomatoes, don't think that you need to hit it every week with 2 ounces of picks. It's not going to work. Or don't think next time, maybe we wait 2-3 weeks and we hit it with 4 ounces. No, maybe 2 ounces is what you need. Labeled rates are there for a reason.
Okay.
Man, you're killing me.
they really are.
So back to my point about this trial that I saw. I thought it was kind of cool that she was doing it.
It is.
So my question is, the method that she was hailing on this, on these soybeans, was like, because it was a whole video. It was like a 5-10 minute video that I watched because it showed the whole process, and then she went over the data. I've got a question. Yes.
Since it was a video, did it show the hail damage that was sustained by the plants?
Well, I mean, it kind of did. I mean, you could see some lesions and whatnot, the bruising.
Did she beat the leaves off of the plant? Like, how was it a total loss? Was it,
I mean,
something you'd even turn into your insurance if you had hail insurance?
She shredded leaves. It was soybeans. So she did shred the leaves. Probably took a few off. But there was only glimpses of each day of the process until she went over the data.
Okay.
Like, there was a pretty good video of her beating the crap out of it. And then there was, you know, like a snippet the next day where she was spraying it. And they kind of showed the hail on the ground and this and that. And, you know, then they showed, you know, counting pods or whatever 14 days later and checking the spots.
Did it have pods on it when they hailed on it?
I don't recall what growth stage it was on whenever it hailed on it. I'm thinking it was probably early in a vegetative state, not a reproductive.
Okay. Because I think that would also have a effect
on it. And I'm also not super familiar with beans. So, like, watching that video, I couldn't stage them. Like, if she'd done that with cotton, I could have staged it probably from the video. To a certain extent.
That's fair.
It would have been tough to do for me on the bean. And, you know, everything's covered under a canopy of leaves.
Yeah, I mean.
So, like, from a video just looking over the top of it.
A bean plant can't see shit.
Well, but, you know, like black-eyed peas, the pods come out of the top. Soybeans, everything comes underneath. So you have to really dig in there your blooms and all that.
A soybean plant is basically a bush that it all just stays tucked underneath there. Or it looks like it from the outside.
Okay. I concede on that point. You said it correctly. But I listened to all this and I watched the video because I had literally nothing to do. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was up for some reason. If she doesn't replicate that trial the next year, I don't care about it. Cool video. Mm-hmm. Props. If I knew her name, I'd shout her out. We'd tag her in this and let her come talk to us.
That would be great.
But I don't.
If you know this person.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I didn't look into it.
Send her our way.
But I don't believe any of that data. Like, there is something that seems wrong about it. Like, the fact that the fungicides beat the untreated check, I get. The fact that the fungicides beat the grower standard, I guess, for a better reason. The shit she didn't hail on?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me. It seems like a fluke.
It does to me as well.
I'm a big fan of fungicides in certain climates. Like, this year, you ought to be putting fungicide on all your corn.
Yeah.
No,
I know, and I agree with
even if we don't end up getting like southern rust blow up real big, I think there's a plant health benefit from running fungicides on corn pretty much all the time. Because, I mean, you figure if you don't have hail, which we always do have a little hail, you've got bugs, you've got something that is hurting that plant.
Yes.
And that's where fungus gets into it. I just don't understand how that trial worked out for. Like, there had to be something else she did. Like, well, maybe they were also doing a starter fertilizer trial there, and then they forgot what it was.
Well, that's why I was asking how bad the plants got hailed on, how bad the injuries were.
She was shooting golf ball-sized ice cubes at, like, 200 miles an hour. Like, it beat the shit out of those plants.
Yeah, but did it strip them to a stick?
Well, you strip them to a stick, and then they're dead. It's just like cotton. If you take all the leaves off of it, it doesn't matter what the fuck you put on it because there's nothing to take in that product.
But that's why I was wondering how close she got.
And that's where I think she got it hitting it from the side instead of from the top.
Okay.
I know she damaged those plants, but I don't know to what degree she really
and how it. Realistic it was.
It was unrealistic, 100% from what I saw. But you said 45-degree angle. That's totally feasible in nature.
I don't know. Have you watched hail come down?
No, I watched hail come down Friday night. Did you?
I did not.
I did. Looks like an
straight down.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've seen it come sideways a lot of times.
I've never seen hail come sideways.
The smaller stuff.
You
does,
get past
the
dime size.
Stuff, that is true.
That shit's coming straight.
It's a fair point.
At most, 75 degree angle.
Okay.
45. Like, you've got some winds in that shit. 200 mile an hour.
I think you'd call that a derrico. Isn't that what they call it?
I'm not from the Midwest. I'm sorry, I don't speak Yankee. I'm from Texas.
Yankees last week, so.
You were raised by one.
And spent some time around them this week.
Okay.
In South Carolina, of all places.
Did you feel like you were back at home?
That's a funny mixed up world we live in. Oh, that's handy.
Fun fact, Copenhagen can sticks to the back of an iPhone.
Well, no, it sticks to your Mac case.
There's a magnet in the phone, but it sticks to that too. Well, probably not through your case. Go ahead.
Science radio. It does.
Told you. That's not a magnet. That is a piece of metal that helps facilitate
the charging
bond for a charger.
I need to get me one of them.
But you don't have it. Okay. So, we've got that. It seems like we beat that horse right to death.
I think we had a good discussion about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've got a... Got a couple of things on the old Instagram.
Okay.
I'd like to talk about. Okay. I shared them with you.
Hit us up, Dazzle Sugar Sparkles.
So, the first one I want to share is a straight up farming fuck up.
Okay. I like farming fuck ups.
I feel like this guy has fucked up.
I've seen it before, but yeah.
Had you seen this one before I shared it with you?
Yeah. I would have sent it to you 2 months ago whenever I saw it, but. You don't ever check your Instagram messages.
It's a fair point. This guy has just buried the front of what looks like it's 4440, maybe.
I think the back might be a touch buried there too, bud.
It's
he
no
just sunk
less
it.
Buried.
He just got off in there, like, spinning the tires.
Was he trying to pick up a bale? What was he trying to do here? Because he also has a baler on the back.
So, I'm wondering if he didn't pick up the bale for a certain reason, like maybe those little front wheels that had some bounce to it. He thought he'd pick up a bale and just kind of smooth out the ride. Then he hit, doesn't he really appear to be that wet of a spot?
It's got to be an old sinkhole or something that he's hit. Maybe a pipeline.
Maybe old ruts. Maybe a pipeline. I don't know. That's a broad range because he sunk both sides of that tractor.
That what's odd is he sank a front end, unless he finally just backed off in his rut there. That's got to be what he did.
I mean, it looks deeper than that front wheel.
Yeah.
But the back wheel appears to be, I mean, it looks like you're dragging the differential.
Yeah, you're sunk at that point.
So I could see where maybe it had to be a big ass pipeline though.
They make them.
Well, I guess that other side's not that buried, is it? The other side's not buried at all.
The other side of the tractor?
Yeah.
That other front end's up on dry ground.
No. I thought that he sunk the whole tractor whenever I watched that first time.
So it could be I thought the same thing.
That's probably a pipeline or a rut.
I think both back wheels are sank.
I think, well, he probably buried that one back wheel. He probably buried that one back wheel whenever he locked the differential and tried to drag out that front end.
Okay.
So, yeah, and you look at the angle of that front axle because it's pivoted there. You know, it's an old school tractor. We can see all this shit.
Yeah.
He locked the differential and he buried the back end. But it had to be a pipeline or something because you look, whenever he looks down in that rut.
It's straight down.
There's a lot of dark.
Yeah.
So I don't think it could have been an old rut. Because obviously the guy's running at 44-40. What would he have that would go deeper than that?
I don't know.
We got phone calls?
No, and just ask me if I want to make an emergency call. I was concerned. Apparently it thinks we're in trouble.
I don't know, man.
iPhones. Who knows? But yeah, I thought that was an interesting one.
It's not bad.
And then for Ag Ingenuity Award of the Week.
The old knocker.
We got this
the
one.
The cable knocker.
We got this guy who has somehow attached a hammer to the top of a
hole in the top of it. That's a sprayer, I think.
No, it's a tractor.
Yeah, it's a tractor.
It's a tractor.
Yeah. So what happened here is that he had a hole that he drilled in the bottom of his hammer.
Yeah, in the bottom of the hander. Hander.
The hander.
The hander.
He got that hole in the bottom of the hander there, and he bolted it on that dang old thing. He bolted it onto a bolt sticking out of something on the top of the engine, and then he tied a piece of string to it, ran it up into the cab, and that way he can tap on his starter.
Going
yeah,
down
to bring it back.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think this is a solid fix to get something to work for a few days till you can get a new starter.
You know, and I feel like it would have been quicker and easier to just replace the brushes or the solenoid on that.
Maybe he couldn't get one. This is from a website that is not American. I'm guessing very South American or Central American.
Well, but you can buy brushes. You can buy solenoids. You just, in those countries, they're probably pretty adept at
you would
cross-referencing over to the old auto parts store that they have. Yeah,
probably, but it's a fairly new tractor. I mean, you look at the paint and everything, it's not old. You look at the style of the mirrors.
No, he's just got a crappy starter.
He's making it work till he can get his warranty work done.
Killing it. Fucking killing it.
Thumbs up to you, bud.
I don't know who you are. You probably don't speak the language, so I'm guessing you don't listen, but
kudos.
We're proud of you. We're proud of you.
So, Tyler, what do you think that the Moscow halting the grain deal in Ukraine's going to do?
It doesn't fucking matter anymore.
You think USDA is just going to cancel all of it?
I don't fucking know. If it has to do with Russia, they're going to do anything in their power to make our lives harder.
I would agree with you.
Doesn't matter if it's good, bad, or indifferent. Doesn't matter if it matters at all. They're going to do whatever they can to make it worse for us so that they can keep sending money to Ukraine. They can keep funneling it back to their pockets.
Seems to be working for them.
Doing okay. Keeping Hunter in coat. Crack, horse, full dit.
So far, I hadn't seen him run out of them.
Well, he did lose that one bag.
That is... touché.
But apparently he's feeling pretty flush because I don't know of a lot of drug addicts that leave their drugs behind. Number one reason I think that bag of coke might not have been Hunter Biden's.
I mean, it's easy to pin it on him, though. But also, how did it get in the White House? In the White House supposed
to be... By not telling us whose it is, you're telling us whose it is. It's either Hunter's or Joe's. There, I said it.
I don't know that the old man has enough wind in him to get it up his nose.
He smokes it.
Maybe that's how they get him active.
Well, it's gotta be. You know that sleepy motherfucker. He just bang around the house, eat ice cream.
Okay, guys.
Maybe they sprinkle it on his ice cream. I don't know. Maybe they're giving him the old bum toots. I don't know if you recall that from Californication.
I forgot about
that. I have been rewatching that. And so they've got that one, the old broad that's the agent. She's got a deviated septum, so she can't take cocaine naturally. So she gets old Charlie Runkle to blow it up her keister.
I had forgotten about that one, yeah.
Maybe that's what they do to him. I don't know.
Could be. Could be.
But that's not where you saw that going.
Not at all.
I don't know what anything's going to do. Ross, I'm pretty sure that fertilizer is going to stay flat or go up.
I could see that.
I think we might have hit the bottom. But Southwest Fertilizer Conference is going on as we speak, I think. Might have been last week. Might be next week. I don't really know. I wasn't invited. So there should be There should be some movement shortly. I don't know which way it's going to go, though. I'm excited to see. And for all you naysayers at home, honestly, I'm hoping the fertilizer goes down. It's a lot easier to say.
I was going
to
say, you sell more when it's cheaper.
I'm sure. I sell the same amount of 32, no matter what the price is.
Yeah, it's an important part of what we do.
I sell a lot more micronutrients and fulvics and humics whenever fertilizer is cheaper.
Okay.
Because you can afford to take a chance, which honestly, you should do it more. There was a time where I sold a lot more when fertilizer was more expensive because I could make it more efficient.
Yeah.
Now it's like, well, it's because it seems like the last couple of years, it's not going from, you know, $200 to $300 or $400. It's going from like $200 to fucking $800. And it's like, well, I mean, I can make it a little bit more efficient. They're like, no, fuck it. Just send it. I don't care. So the swings have gotten wilder in the last 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Which I'm not a fan of. But realistically, you should buy less fertilizer every year than you currently do.
Why is that?
Because you should buy other things and focus on a more complete fertility package.
Okay.
And you should focus on making the nitrogen that you do put down as efficient as possible.
I would believe that. And or so, agree with that.
And so the thing that's hard for people to understand is, you know, that first pill. I'm going to spend a lot more money this year. But next year, we're going to take soil samples, and you're going to have more nitrogen in the soil. You're going to have more P, more K. Everything's going to be more plant available, which sounds kind of hokey, but, I mean, it's facts.
Well, and that's what you want.
Yeah. I mean, I'm never going to get to a point where I don't sell any fertilizer, so I'm all about it. Let's be efficient.
Well, yeah.
It makes my job easier if I can sell you one truckload instead of two truckloads. I don't have to pay freight for that. I don't have to store it in my tanks.
Yeah.
The more efficient I can make your farm, the more efficient I can make my company.
There you go.
Like I told a guy today, end of the day, if you listen to me, we all make money.
I like it.
You quit making money, I'm not going to make any money.
Yeah, it's hard to after all your farmers are shut down.
Exactly.
Just hard to do.
I don't work for a company that's been around for a year that's fine with bankrupting folks to line their pockets.
Well, that's good.
Because I did have a guy call and ask me today about a certain product by a certain company that I'm pretty sure that's what they're working on.
You know, there's some of those companies out there that wouldn't surprise me.
I'm not telling you you can put 40 pounds less nitrogen on your corn and make the same crop.
There are companies out there that are advertising that.
But I wouldn't say their name.
Let's not.
I don't think they can afford the legal fees.
I don't know that we can.
Can't get blood from a turnip.
Fair enough. Who is it?
I'm not fucking saying it.
Well, I thought you said they couldn't afford the legal fees.
I don't know that they can, but I don't want to find out. No. You got anything else you want to talk about?
No, I'm good.
I've been up here for just a little bit.
Unless you got something.
You know, I do have one thing that I would like to talk about, and it's not ag-related, so we might cut it later, but I think it could lead to a bit of a conversation here.
Okay.
Tombstone, the movie.
All right.
Pro, con?
Pro.
Pro. You like it? Whenever you see it on TV, do you watch it?
Usually, yeah.
So I hadn't watched that movie in 3 or 4 years.
I would say it's been that long since.
Well,
I've watched it recently,
but I had a buddy. I'd see it on, and I'd want to watch it, but I couldn't because I had a buddy that me and him used to watch it like every day in high school, and then he died, and I just hadn't really been the same to watch it ever since then. Made me sad more than it did make me happy to watch the movie. So the other day, I watched it for the first time in forever, and I was not really paying attention, and I noticed the commercials were kind of weird, right?
See, it's been a while since I've seen it on TV.
No, the commercials that I was watching throughout that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I hadn't watched it on TV in a while, so I'm not sure what the commercials were.
Do you know what channel it was on?
TNT?
No, I don't get that channel. For all I know, that might not be a channel anymore.
I don't know.
Sci-fi.
Then, yeah, you're in for some weird, weird commercials. And a lot of them.
Why the fuck was Tombstone on sci-fi? Like, are we calling the American West science fiction now?
No. I don't know on that one. Because I think I have seen them play some movies that aren't science fiction. Although, you got to admit, a lot of Tombstone
is fiction.
Is fiction.
I don't know that it falls into the science fiction category.
I don't think it does.
You put science in front of fiction, and it brings up a distinct...
But the sci-fi channel has gotten pretty loose with the definition of sci-fi, and they've gotten more
fiction. I think that's
fiction.
From it went to SYFY. S-Y-F-Y. It's not sci-fi. It's...
I mean, in the literalist form, it is... pronounced sci-fi, but it's...
I think that's whenever it all went shit.
Yeah.
I'm curious who owns them now.
Not sure. Just saying.
R&D that shit.
But yeah, no, I hadn't watched anything on sci-fi in a long time.
So I know they're owned by another bigger network, and NBC. I've seen like sports events on their NBC. Yeah. Okay. NBC.
They were founded by USA.
Is that the... who is NBC? Is that Peacock? No, that's ABC, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the NBC logo? Yeah, it's Peacock.
It's Peacock.
Okay. So I had seen stuff on sci-fi before. I think during the Olympics.
Okay.
Because, you know, the Peacock runs the games. And so they only have a finite amount of channels they can show stuff on. So I've seen them during the Olympics show stuff like that. And it made sense because it was a special event. This was a random night, 10 o'clock, we're showing Tombstone. And it just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, no, it's...
And honestly, I couldn't even... The last charge of Wyatt Earp and his immortals couldn't even enjoy it. Because I was sitting there the whole time going... What the fuck is this doing on sci-fi?
Yeah. No, and like I said, that's why I hadn't watched anything on sci-fi in so long. It's because for a while, anything I'd watch on there, the commercial breaks were so long and so frequent. Like, they're adding an extra hour and a half to a movie.
I hear you.
An hour-long movie. You're getting an extra hour and a half. They're more than doubling it.
That's better than the olden days where they would show you an hour and a half long movie.
Over 3 minutes.
In an hour and a half, but they would shove 30 minutes of commercials in there.
Yeah.
Cut out your favorite parts.
Well, that's how they do it. That's how they get you.
Tyler. That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. But yeah, no, and that's back to your deal. They own USA now and... This is why you also see Olympics on USA and things like that. When is the next Olympics?
I don't know. You're sitting in front of a computer. The last Olympics was in 20, right? 2024.
So we got another year.
Is the next Summer Olympics. So that means 2020. Yeah, 2025 would be the next Winter Olympics. Right? Because they're always the year after the... Summer Games?
I thought it was...
2026.
Yeah, because it's every 2 years.
Yep. Was there Olympics last year?
Yep. May not have been.
Yeah, because we watched them.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was the Winter Olympics. Because we talked about it.
Yep. The 2026 Olympics. I'm excited about that one. I don't really get into the Summer Games.
The Summer Games, there's a few of them I like to watch, but it's the Winter Games. I'm like you. I like to watch more of the Winter Games.
I'll watch this shit out of some skiing, some curling.
There's just more events that I like to watch. I'm not
big on the javelin and the hammer and the discus. And
I mean, I may watch some of the races.
If it's on TV and I'm at a bar, yeah. 100%.
But that's kind of the extent of it. Some of the swimmings, like I said, they're races.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't y'all get on Facebook and tell us what Olympic Games you're most excited to see?
Yeah. Let us know.
Come on, guys. Rex has even stopped posting in there. We need some fucking people. Kudos, Patrick. You did good.
We appreciate it. Farms. Maybe a sponsor.
If you can grow it, they know it. Warminski Farms.
There you go. We appreciate you.
Didn't pay for the air conditioner, but I think we can come up with something else.
We'll figure it out.
It'll be fine.
We'll figure it out.
Anything else you want to talk about? I think we're going on hour 40.
I think we're good.
Then. Roughly. Longer than has been. Sorry we haven't been real regular with our postings this summer. Shit just kind of got weird.
It has been a weird summer. It's been oddly busy.
It's like we had too many banked up, so we weren't doing anything, and then somebody got lazy whenever they were editing him and didn't get turned out in a timely manner, and then we got
busy as hell.
You know, it's somebody, you can't do a damn thing, but there's stuff going on every day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
And then you throw a wedding in on top of that in South Carolina. Now we've got a rodeo coming up, but we're going to try and even things back out. And I'm just trying to take a little bit of the load off of you, bud.
I might just send this one how it is. Well, I got to splice the two together.
Do that.
Just fucking let her run.
Send her.
Let the big dog eat.
Hope you guys enjoy it. You want to do a trivia?
Yeah, we got to do a trivia. I had to remember what we did last. Took me just a second there. When ordering a Boilermaker, what spirit is typically served alongside your beer?
What are my choices? Are there no choices?
Really? You need choices? Tequila, vodka, gin, or whiskey?
Whiskey.
Whiskey.
How many ounces are in a tall boy of beer? 16, 18, 24, or 40?
24.
You are correct, sir.
Kind of easy. Kind of anticlimactic.
Still fun.
It is fun.
Somebody might have learned something.
I hope you did, but on that portion of the podcast. So make sure and check out all of our wonderful sponsors. Also, be looking up for the Jody Palage Memorial stuff. It's coming up. We've also got the White Deer Rodeo.
Yeah, come join us.
Next week. Come on. Come hang out.
More than likely, if you pick the right gate, you will see one or both of us at the gate this year.
Probably just one of us because somebody's too fucking busy.
I said one or both of us. Went to a
wedding instead of cutting his wheat. Here we are.
It was too wet.
Here we are. Yeah. Also, check out all of our lovely sponsors. Texas Beverage and Package, Ballard's Guns.
Meat Club Lambs, Mo Cattle, and Cliff's Farms.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And that's all that we know this evening.
Thanks, see you, love guys. You, bye. Have a good week.